Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you.
Welcome indeed to We Sing Our Faith. You know, these past couple of weeks, I've had so many nice calls and emails from folks who have really enjoyed the fact that we've shared the gospel as part of our presentations, part of the show every week. And I love how the scripture just comes to life. And no matter where you are listening to the program, it just seems like as we share the readings for the weekend, we tie in together the not only the beauty of the music, but the heart of the artist and the way that that life is truly lived. And so I want to begin today, first of all, with that thank you to everyone who has reached out to say how much they like the reading for the weekend being included. So I want to begin this weekend with Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. It's going to give us a great jumping off point for today's music and for the artists. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the nether world where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing over who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" Now, obviously, as Jesus gave this parable, as he told this story, he was, of course, talking about himself, that even if someone should rise from the dead, they will not listen. How stubborn is man's heart? And so this jumping off point that I want to start with today is with my song, "Speak to Me." I think sometimes the most stubborn of heart is the one that we see in the mirror every morning. And so we ask God to speak to us, to place his true word inside of us, that we might live our lives for him. From me, your host, Julie Carrick, "Speak to Me."
Turn and walk away, God.
Isn't it true that when we read a gospel like that, when we hear that word proclaimed and we see how Lazarus was treated and how the rich man treated him, and then he has the audacity to say, hey, send the poor guy to bring me a drink, right? And Abraham is very clear when he says to the man who's in torment, you know, you had what was good. This man, Lazarus, was in torment his life. You're now in torment for eternity. But what we beg and we cry out to God our Father is to forgive, right? He says, I want to change now. It's too late for him. It's not too late for us. We're still north of the daisies. And I love this beautiful song that we're going to share next. This is from Adam and Lori Yubowski. You know them as Out of Darkness. Their beautiful song, Father, Forgive.
Here we are on our knees. Repentance is our offering. Breathe your spirit and fill us again. We need your presence now.
Such an immense love of God our Father. There is such an immense mercy given us through Jesus Christ when he literally is willing to be our shepherd, to pull us together into the love of God, to turn our lives from the darkness of sin. And let's face it, if we don't turn from that darkness of sin, we are eventually going to be in that same place of torment. When we close our eyes in death, just as we heard from those words given to the rich man who is now in torment, you know, you are now where you are, and there's a chasm between us. You cannot cross over. Basically, once we've closed our eyes in death, it is too late. But the love and mercy of God that pours into our daily life is the most amazing gift. He truly is our love. He is going to shepherd us back even when we have strayed. Those 99 faithful and the one strays away. And where does the shepherd go? He goes and gets the one and brings him back while there is still time. Maybe that's the theme today, while there is still time. But I want to go to a song now with Sarah Kroger. Sarah's music, so much of her music is shared through OCP, and we have the beauty of some of her songs in the hymnals. But this one is an old piece that Sarah has written, kind of a new bridge, a new refrain, if you will, in the center of it. And I love the words of this. How can my heart go astray? Jesus, I love you. How can my heart go astray? We have all at one time or another been guilty of sin, but the love of God draws us back. So, from Sarah Kroger, the King of Love, my shepherd is.
The King of Love, my shepherd is. Whose goodness fails me never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. Confused.
So much. I love the beauty of that song. And those old hymns, there's something about them that kind of help us stay on that straight and narrow. And when we are reminded of these words in these old hymns, especially the ones that say, you know, sometimes I go astray, but God's love and mercy is constantly inviting me back, not forcing me back, but inviting me back. That incredible fount of God's love that pours into our life in so many different ways, in His Word, through those intercessory prayers of those who love us and who are constantly praying that we come back to the path of righteousness before it's too late, while there is still time. And my dear friend Rick Elias, who I mentioned before, who's gone home to the Lord, when he sat down with that guitar and played that song, Come Thou Fount, I had such a response for that one last week that I want to share it again this week. The beauty of that song, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And as you hear the words of this one today, think of that person in the mirror, right? Think of yourself and how God's love pours into your life. And while we can still turn our lives back to Him, it is not too late until we close our eyes in death. From me, your host, Julie Carrick, Come Thou Fount.
Come Thou Fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy unchanging light. Here I raise my stone of help, by thy great hand I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, to sing thy praise.
If you've just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith, I am your host, Julie Carrick, Catholic recording artist, mission presenter, and author. It is always such a privilege to spend this hour with you, sharing the music and the ministry of many of today's Catholic recording artists. For information about each and every one of us, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org, WeSingOurFaith.org, that's the site. The toll-free number, 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to take your calls for your comments and prayer requests. Now, as we continue along, wouldn't it have been marvelous if the rich man had had that idea that he truly does need a Savior, that it's not all about him, that perhaps he should be reaching out to those in need around him? But while there is still breath in our bodies, and we can call out that word, I need a Savior, again and again, I need to turn to the one who offers me salvation. And just the beauty of calling out to him, saying, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you as my Savior. I need you as my everything. I need you as my life. Without you, I am not going to make it to that place of rest. The world is so good at just drawing our attention to the riches, just as the rich man's table. It is so good at saying a life of opulence, a life of having it all is the best. When in the reality of it is, we need that Savior, Jesus Christ, in order to someday be with our Father God in heaven, resting in the peace of eternity, and then joining into that banquet of celebration, that eternal praise that we will join in with God, to God, at His throne in heaven with Him forever. So I want to go to that song now with Chris Mulia, I Need a Savior. Listen to these words as he sings it to us, as he sings it for us.
My strength, increase my knowledge and
the Savior.
Thank you, Chris. The beauty of your heart, the beauty of this ministry, you know, I see this in Chris's life and his extended family, his son Thomas, who has gotten beautifully involved with music, and a large amount of his music is also found through OCP, both Chris and now his son Thomas. And so to find out more, visit OCP and learn more about all of the artists that they have there as well. And now, speaking of their artists, I want to go to one more with Sarah Kroger. And the beauty of her song, I Run to the Cross. This song teaching us the beauty that, you know, we have such a life of ease. We really do. I mean, we have, as we heard in the words of Christ, they have the prophets. They have Moses. Let them listen to them. But do we listen? Or do we listen to those things of the world that once again draw us away from the truth of God? And yet Christ Jesus, knowing that he would be that incredible Lamb of God who came to take away our sin and to bring us peace, reminds us in today's gospel that we need to listen. And by listening and by receiving the gift, not just listening, but turning our lives to live the truth, to live the life that God has called us to live and not that of the world. But in this song that I want to share with you now from Sarah Kroger, these words as they begin, you know, he was broken, I have been kept safe. He was the one who shed his life for me. Therefore, what do? We run to that cross. We've been redeemed by the blood of the one who loves us more than we deserve. But out of his great gift of grace, his great gift of love, his great gift of literally shedding his blood for us to redeem us, we can run to that cross and stand before it and look up into the face of the one who loves us so much that he was literally willing to die for us. And when we run to that cross and we put ourselves under the mercy of Christ's love, we can be transformed, quite frankly, before it's too late, while there is still time. So from Sarah Kroger, her beautiful song, I Run to the Cross. So many times, it's hard to let go of those things that would truly put us in the place where the rich man ended up. You know, to let go and to let God be what is most important. It is so easy to just run after those things that seem so important, that seem like they are all that matter. Whether it's the next higher paying job, whether it's the newest model of car, whether it's keeping up our fashions with whatever, you know, there are fun shows we watch. You know, HGTV has all of these fun shows, and yet every one of them, you know, is taking the newest whatever and putting it into our homes instead of being grateful for what we have. Wouldn't it have been amazing for the rich man to look down at the beggar and to say, join us, you know, sit at the table with us and be fed? But we are so consumed with what we have and what we want and I, me, instead of looking out for those around us. Instead of truly letting go and letting God be the one to direct the moments and the purpose of our life while there is still time. So I want to go to my song, Let Go and Let God. And as I wrote this song many years ago, just letting go is sometimes the hardest thing. But when we do that, the bountiful grace of salvation and eternal life is worth it.
Let him take away the things that cause confusion. Let his spirit be the light that leads you to the place where he will work through you. Let the spirit be. lead you to the place where He will work through you. Let go and let go.
I have such a heart for so many of the artists whose music we share. And this week, as we've looked at the ones from Adam and Laura Yubowski, from Sarah Kroger, from me, your host, Julie Carrick, and Chris Mulia, there's just something beautiful in Chris's heart as well, that the way that he just cuts through the verbiage, you know, he just cuts through the chase and gets to it and says, this is the message. And so his song, Can I Be Saved? You know, when we consider where we've been to this point in our life, it's very easy to become almost disillusioned. Like, you know, I think of that incredible Saint Monica who prayed 30 years for her son, and Saint Augustine was transformed through that beautiful gift of prayer, through the beauty of a mom who prayed for her son. What are we doing to pray for those around us, right? What are we doing to pray for those who truly need to be blessed, to truly be transformed while there is still time? So today, as Chris asks that question, can I be saved in this song? Well, the answer is yes. From Chris Mulia, Can I Be Saved?
Life, if he was sacrificed for me, what does it mean? Can I be saved? Can I be forgiven? Can I find rest for my soul? Save Can you save a wretch like me? Can you save a wretch like me?
I love the way that he just, again, cuts through the chase and just brings the beauty of that message through the gift of music and taking it from the head to the heart. So, again, Chris, thank you so much for that. And now the song that's going to take us to the top of the hour is from Connie Salazar. Now, this is a beautiful rendition of this song. And Connie just has such a beautiful heart as well of sharing the message. And sometimes when we've had a really hard one like today, you know, looking at this reality of eternity, there is heaven, there is hell. And sometimes as we are living in this time, in this world, it can almost be, as I said, it can almost be an anxiety, you know, are we going to make it? Are our kids going to make it? Are our loved ones going to make it? When we share the truth and when we can kind of pull back from the world a little bit, it makes such a difference. Again, if that rich man had been able to pull away a little bit from his own greed and opulence and noticed those around him, he would not have ended up where he was by just simply sharing that beautiful gift. And that is what we are called to do, to share the gifts that we have, the truth of what we know of the life of Christ, what he was willing to do for us, so that we could, in fact, be with God our Father in heaven for all eternity someday. And when we get there, we're going to realize that putting away the things of the world, putting away those things that maybe have been difficult for us to set aside, anything that has taken our focus more on something else other than God, when we finally come to that place, we will realize that it truly is worth it all to let go of those things of the world while there is still time to reach out to those in need, while there is still time to reach out to family members and friends and neighbors and to share the gift of truth with them. Maybe wherever you're listening today, you could invite someone to the most important banquet that we can ever attend, and that is the banquet of the Paschal Mystery at Mass. So maybe wherever you are listening, invite someone today. And then when we close our eyes in death someday and open them on the other side, we will realize, yes, it was worth it all, because now we are with God. Now we are with him in eternity, in that great, beautiful vision of heaven, celebrating at that eternal banquet forever and ever with God who loves us so much that he was willing to come to us. So, from Connie Salazar, it will be worth it all.
It will be worth it all someday. It will have been worth it to go the straight and narrow way. When we finally see his face and feel his strong embrace, it will be worth it all someday. These present troubles don't compare to all the glory our God he has prepared. When we finally see his face and feel his strong grace, it will be worth it all that day. My name. it will be worth it all someday. It will be worth it all someday. It will have been worth it to go the straight and narrow way. When we finally see his face and feel his strong embrace, it will be worth it all someday. Present troubles don't compare to all the glory our God He has prepared. When we finally see His face and feel His strong embrace, it will be worth it all that day.
Again, thank you for taking this time with me each and every week. You are a blessing. And until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
Boldly proclaiming the truths of our Catholic faith. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Never heard of Guadalupe Network Radio, and I cannot tell you how excited we are to learn about this fabulous radio station. I downloaded the app and I've been listening since yesterday and today, and I'm just very excited. I'm just so thrilled that we have this wonderful tool in our toolbox to learn more about our Catholic faith. I just can't thank you all enough.
This episode of the National Catholic Geographic, we learn that once the human discovers Catholic radio on the GRN, it can't stop listening. It's drawn to the truth and knowledge of the Gospels, and knows that without sending its monthly pledge to the GRN by logging on to grnonline.com and clicking on donate, being equipped with this knowledge so it can give a reason for the hope that lies within, wouldn't be possible.
Ever feel like life is just too busy, too much? Constant noise, social and traffic, work, paying bills, it just doesn't seem to let up. Well, maybe it's time for a change. God offers us relief and hope. So if you're feeling like you need more peace and less chaos, then find your hope today. Begin at CatholicsComeHome.com.
Bonjour, ça va?
Oui, oui, croissant.
Sisso, I still think my French accent's better.
No way.
Hello there. Do you think I can give it a try?
Oh, sure.
Help celebrate 30 years of La Promessa Foundation with a special pilgrimage. From April 22nd to the 30th, you can join Father Sam Medley, Debbie Giorgiani, Sean Rice, and Dave Palmer on a Seine River cruise. Stops include Rouen, Normandy beaches, Lisieux, and of course, Paris. Visit grnonline.com to learn more.
I mean, it's all right.
Still think mine's better.
it was somewhat of an accident, and I have a lot of windshield time driving for work, and usually I'm listening to my gospel music, and so I wanted to find something else different. And so I started scrolling. I found Guadalupe Radio. I started listening to it on a regular basis. And what I realized, had I found this station years ago, my conversion would have probably happened years ago.
The Guadalupe Radio Network. Radio for your soul.